the fight club of Australian fauna.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The bandicoot, yeah, it doesn't get talked about that much, but that's because it's anti-dad. It's an anti-dad, is it a marsupial? It's an anti-dad marsupial.
He's saying the dad-controlled media is suppressing the bandicoot.
Well, what's it do apart from tear holes in your lawn? That's all I know. Like, I've got bandicoots around.
Well, they eat insects and stuff as well. Like, you know. What does a possum do?
Snake?
Possum eats.
Possums are cute. Is that what you're going to say?
Possums are cute. Kind of yeah. Bandicoot looks like a rat and digs up your lawn. It's doing nothing for me. So I don't mind the fact that people don't talk bandicoots as much as you might expect.
Well, maybe we need to talk more about bandicoots so that we can eradicate them from lawns.
Well, they're protected. You can't do that.
Well.
but snakes, I do have a snake in my yard at the moment, so that might be helping the cause.
It's a big fucking thing too. Like
a bandicoot or a snake.
Thank you.
That python in Buckland's yard.
Yeah, well, it was a warm day and I went, I better keep an eye out for snakes today. And up in the back section where I've seen snakes before, I didn't see anything. So I let my guard down. Then I was down around near the pool, splashing some water on my lemon tree. And then a bit of water, like, it was dripping down and I saw a bit of movement. And there it was about 20 centimeters from me, getting splashed in the head. From my hose, which was not on soaker, I should point out.
Good.
Now, I don't know if I've talked about this before, but if I have, that's a fairly dad thing anyway, right? Retelling stories ad nauseum.
Indeed. It better be exactly the same, or one of us is going to jump in and retell it for you.
Yep.
But am I the only one who has this issue clipping toenails? Right? I'm finding that the big one needs clipping, the little fella, the tiniest fella, needs clipping, the ones in the middle rarely need that much clipping. The guys on either end are growing much faster than the middle guys.
Mm.
Well, Stu, I've got a very small sample size here, but I'm looking at my foot. I've got my foot.
You've got a sample size of two.
Yeah. Well, I can't see the other one at the moment. It's on the floor. But I would agree. I would agree. Looking at, you know, the sample size agrees with your statement.
But do you sometimes clip your nails and do the big fella and the little fella and go, my work is done? Like, the middle guys don't need so much.
I'm pretty sporadic, so maybe it's just the fact that I leave it too long and they all need to have a go. So I'll have to get back to you in a couple of weeks. Right. I think back on, so. But for the most part, I do them all in one go.
Ellis has talons.
I was going to say
my adamantium claws need regular attention.
But we know you do that deliberately in the months before Christmas so you can leap up on your bench and grab at your ham with your talons.
I've broken like four sets of nails with this over the past probably 3 years.
Well, you are Wolverine.
I don't know. I think I eat a lot of avocados or something. I think between my hair and my nails, they just... They are like tungsten steel. Like, they're incredible.
Mm. Well, that went about as far as I thought it would, but I wanted to know if I was the Lone Ranger there.
Ham Talons is a pretty good name.
Ham Talons, yeah. All right. Is Dad Pants, the one and only. You saw the name and the artwork when you clicked on this, so you don't need me to tell you. You do need my reassurance, though, that the pants panel is here. And that's Ben, Matt, and Rich. Hello fellas. G'day.
Hello.
And my name's Stu, and my first question to you guys, how old are you feeling at the moment? Feeling old? Are you feeling your age? How old are you feeling? You feeling old?
I'm definitely feeling old.
Good question.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll be honest. I've definitely got the aches and pains of an old man, but I'm not feeling the exhaustion of an old man.
Okay.
So I find that when I don't do my routine of stretches and loud yawning. Mm. I got called cringe this morning by my daughter because I did the loud yawn, the dad yawn.
Sorry. Like, the loud yawning's part of your routine?
Absolutely. You don't do the loud yawn, like the loud stretch in the morning. Like, it's definitely part of the routine. I literally can't put my shoelaces on, like bend over to tie my shoelaces and also do the full... dad yawn. So... But that's too cringe, apparently, so I'm going to be making sure I do that.
Fair enough.
Opportunity from now on.
Okay, so you're feeling a bit old.
Mm.
Yeah.
Feeling a bit old.
Bit old.
Yeah.
I think the old person feeling your age is we're mitigating it with doing morning routines. I'm the same. I get up and I do a stretch or a, you know, 6-minute sort of, whatever, calisthenics, as it sometimes referred to, and that's to mitigate the old person-ness.
But that's part of being an old person. I think so that's probably what makes me feel like an old person.
Yes, I don't have the aches and pains.
Can I put a pin in morning routines just for a minute?
Okay.
So you're feeling a bit old? Feeling a bit old? Are you feeling this old? Mm. Huh? Are you? Have you had a kid graduate high school and is in the middle of HSC at the moment? Huh? Feeling old, are you?
That's got to be feeling old.
Over to you, Wigo.
Yeah, I was just going to say, my eldest child is 24.
Yes.
So, yeah, feeling
I forgot
old.
About that. So I'll withdraw the pokes that nobody actually could see anyway.
You can poke those other two. Though.
Yeah,
I
said, I've got ages. I talked about having another kid the other day, and Tony just looked at me like I was... fucking insane.
Okay, pin removed from morning routines. My whinge about having a kid in doing his HSC thrown out. Over to that.
Just like, you realise that when they're 12, you'll be 60. And I was like, that's all right. I think we can handle that. But, yeah. Age is relative. I've just had my parents come around to visit and they're...
Don't change the topic. Don't change the topic.
Where did that come from?
So hang on. Like, much in the same way we asked Wigo his probability of filling in his pool, what is the probability level of this thing happening?
0.02%.
Yeah, there's another person involved. It's not like buying another smoker. It's not like buying another barbecue. I went and bought this. Nah, you got a slight negotiations involved.
All right, yes, sorry, carry on.
No, just say, like, I think being old is relative. Like, when you see your own parents looking how old they are, I think that is an indication of how old you are, and that's the only way you really kind of really feel particularly old.
Yeah, it goes both ways.
So you're seeing...
You're looking at your kids, and you're like, oh, like Violet's 17 in 2 weeks, and you're like, 17, that's weird. But then your parents will look at you and go, 40? How do I have a 47?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right.
That's how it works.
You look at your parents and go, wow, they're nearly 80 now. And it's like,
Do you think that, I mean, my oldest is 17, Matt, your oldest, and Ben, both your eldest apart from Jasmine, will be 17 soon. Do you feel they're much tamer than what we were at that age in terms of what they get up to and that sort of thing?
Well, I'll speak for myself and then we'll move over to Wigo's 17-year-old bouncer son.
I was going to say.
I agree, Buckley, 100%. Like, very tame. My 17-year-old is very tame in comparison.
I mean, your son's shirt front and bloke's trying to get into parties, but apart from that,
just chicken wing him out the door. Yep.
There's in some. I just don't know. You know what I mean? Like I know that he is.
Oh.
Like they spend a lot of time online, but Harves has started the public transport system on the Central Coast. Like he knows him very well. And he's even started going down to Sydney, like with a mate of his, and hanging out in Clovelly, You know, so he's catching the train, and so God knows what he's doing down there. Like, he could be third fronting guys in Clovelly.
Considered asking him? Or?
Well, I have, but there's not a lot you get out of it, right?
No, like, that's true.
I need to ask what.
Yeah, who's saying? Well, this is exactly what I did.
Exactly. It's just like, it was good. So, well, all right, I've got some more questions for you, and then he just wanders off.
There wasn't a chance when you were in the city that you ran into him with all his mates.
Lindsay and I had that conversation.
All the other greasers coming down to start.
I'm fairly
trouble.
Sure that his Italian restaurant dish pig gig is not going to buy him any sort of gear that the eastern suburbs is generally known for. So I wouldn't worry too much about that.
Unless he's the enforcer down there.
Oh, he's a heavy.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Well, Hotel Gourmet Bowling Club, man, you got to watch out. There's some shady cats hanging around that area.
Some loose units.
I mean, Clovelly Heavy is amazing nickname.
Or just Heavy Harvey.
I'm going to change his name in our family group.
Heavy fans. Ray. That's it. There you Clovelly go. Heavy Ray
Heavy
Wiggins.
Heavy Ray Wiggins.
And please explain the story behind that. No, we're not. Just not fat shaming him.
Absolutely.
Yes. Now, pin back in morning routine. I don't know if we've ever talked about this on this podcast. It certainly was a strong feature of a previous podcast. But, Matt, are you still drinking a litre of water in the mornings to help your bowel function?
I sure am.
Tell us a bit about that, because
it's been nearly 10 years. Do you understand that? It's been nearly 10 years. That's a sign of age.
But how do you know it's still working if you don't ever not do it?
That's a good question. It's just, I don't know, it's just part of my routine and it doesn't make me feel bad, so I keep doing it.
So what is it?
So you drink a litre of water as soon as you get up, tepid or otherwise, and then within an hour, usually, you have to dash to the toilet. I think it works because sometimes it's very urgent and sometimes I think, I needed that litre of water today. And especially when you get to summer. Well, actually, it varies because sometimes you're in, especially in Canberra, you're in heating all day and you just don't realise how dehydrated you get.
Right.
But I just find it just starts my day off right, takes care of that organisation.
Sorry, Buckland, is this part of your package that you're sending to a certain company? You know, I don't want to. I just feel like this is a very timely discussion that we're having here. Sneak peek at the 4 o'clock podcast, perhaps. I'm just saying.
Sorry. I'm applying for a job at a poo paper purveyor. That bit won't be still in the podcast, but he said morning routine and it made me remember the litre of water. Now, is that litre of water all in one go or is it over the course of, say, half an hour?
It's probably over the course of 5-10 minutes.
Okay.
So the first thing I do is just chug a big cup of, like, I don't know how much. I don't measure it.
But Matt swears by the results. I think I tried it and could never get the timing right in
Great
terms
point.
Of right, commutes yes. to Great work.
Point. Yes, exactly. It's all about the timing.
Yeah.
And sometimes, in fact, on Friday, I left the house and then had to immediately run back inside.
Oh, interesting.
So the timing was slightly off. And I was like, oop.
Well, anyone who wants to hear more about that can obviously write in. Matt can go into detail about his experiences. Absolutely. But as he said, he's been doing it 10 years.
Yeah.
He swears by it.
Mm-hmm.
Gets things moving right and proper.
Indeed.
Can I just get a couple of recaps from last episode before we go too much further? Labubu news?
So,
Any Labubu update?
No Labubu update in regards to the lost Labubu. It is still lost. I'm sure it's found itself to a very happy home, but there has been a proliferation of Labubu in the home since that time. So there has been multiple additional Labubus that now do not leave her side.
Any concern about potential conflict between the Labubu army and the elf on the shelf come Christmas time?
Great question.
Well, my wife
That's
wanted to
good.
Know about
That'll
this.
Be That'll be some great.
My wife asked me yesterday. She said, is Wiggo, what's happening? I'm getting the tick, 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 tick. Clock's ticking closer towards elf on the shelf time.
So just in regards to Christmas, we've had some early news. So I have been...
Hang on a second.
Who's pissing?
Alice just walked off and we can hear him taking a slash.
I don't see a slash. I'm filling up my butt.
we work you with the judge, we listeners. Have. Yeah, exactly.
Is it a leader? Is it not? He doesn't measure.
Oh, he's very clear.
It's very hydrated.
Yeah, sorry. What's the news?
So the news is that, as we have discussed, I've been brewing my own beer recently. And so I...
You're offering a special deal to the listeners.
We can talk about that.
I've just spilt my glass all over my laptop.
It should have been a piss then.
It really should have been. Oh, God.
Oh, no. Ellis is going to electrocute himself.
Yeah, it's just going to disappear.
So
the suspense is killing me with this news.
Let's just pause for a minute and think. We ask, we go, what's happening with the elf on the shelf? And his response is, I'm brewing my own beer.
No. Well, this...
As always, I love listening to the connection.
Non-secretive. That's
me, Darren. So, all right.
Is this... Sorry. On a previous podcast, we had a segment called We Go's Intertwining Stories. Is this one of those?
Well, it could be. But basically, the story goes, I've been brewing beer, and I have been looking at purchasing a kegerator.
Oh, nice.
So the bottle, thank you, Ellis. The bottling of the beer is a very long and
arduous, so tedious
process. And so by getting a kegerator, it makes that process, well, it goes from a two-week process for your beer to be ready to basically between 2 to 3 days.
Hmm.
Now, the cost of these kegerators is anywhere between $1,000 to $1,500. All right. So it's quite the,
worth
quite the output. I would agree. But it's finding that money. And Rose has been hearing my stories about wanting a kegerator. And it's recently been my birthday. And Rose said to Linz, well, maybe we can get Daddy's kegerator thing. And Linz is like, oh, it's pretty expensive. I don't think that's I don't think that's something we'll be looking at the moment. And Rose piped up and went, oh, okay, well, I've got an idea. Well, Dad can just ask for it for Christmas and Santa will get it for him.
Oh, checkmate.
I do feel torn in the fact that, well, I'd love to get a kegerator. And if Santa's going to get it for me, then in Rose's head, it's not going to cost a thing. So, but she's also still, she's still on the train.
Yeah. So, do you reckon Linz will start? Well, maybe she'll say, "All right, Ben, we might tell Rosie about Santa." So then you you've been checkmated. You thought you were winning.
I don't think so.
But doesn't
I don't think so.
Won't her logic follow that you haven't got any presents from Santa any other year, though?
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Okay.
All presents are from Santa, even if they're not from Santa.
But also, you don't get every present you ask for from Santa Claus. Sorry, Dad.
Correct. Oh, like, case
socks.
In point.
Here's some dogs. Socks.
Yeah, that's right. Here's your dad's socks.
Yeah, so...
Here is a bottle of beer.
So there is a... There's already... Like the Christmas spirit is starting to burble in my house, as it usually does around this time of year, like usually early November. We start to get a lot of Christmas talk. And I would imagine that from in my head, and I think this happens every year, but I think this is the last year of elf Santa business. I also need to be very, very careful here because my daughter is in the room next to me.
Did you think the same thing this time last year?
Oh, I did. Absolutely. That's what I think at this time of year, everyone else is thinking about Christmas and I'm thinking about when does this stop?
I love that we're getting into Grinchy wins nice and early
this
year. Yeah,
middle of October. Wigo's birthday signifies this is the beginning of the Grinch.
I've got to reach it.
Great.
All right. We might talk about that more next episode as we creep towards Christmas, but that's a little, well, I don't think you needed any idea of where Wigo's head was at, but that's a confirmation. What about Rosie's rap career? How's that going?
It's been put on hold at the moment. She's having trouble. She's got a bit of writer's block.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Take all the boo-boos away.
Great idea.
Yeah, she'll have some hard shit.
Yeah, some challenges. Yeah.
Give her some pain, yeah. Daddy took my boo-boos. Damn, he's a poo-poo.
Let me tell you, Morning Ellis is active.
Yeah. He's shaved and dangerous this morning.
Oh, I just realised that I've got water all over this table now, and I have to. And it's like a hardwood table underneath. Now I have to lift that table.
I'm enjoying this narrative hook of Ellis just cleaning while the podcast is going. Yeah. All right, what about Pete? Has he recovered from hamburger night? Did he have a double hamburger the following Friday to catch up? And more importantly, what happened to the hamburger fixings from the night he missed out? Did the patties get just frisbeed out onto the street? What happened to those?
No, you know they're in Granny's freezer.
Oh, freezer.
Some of them have been there since the 90s, I'd imagine.
That'd be well flavoured.
I think he got sick straight after, so I don't think he had hamburger night for a couple of weeks.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I don't know if it was because he was hamburger deficient and his body went into shock.
That's why Matthew won't stop doing the 1 litre of water, because he's seen what happens to Pete when he doesn't do his routine.
He doesn't
do
it.
Son, I've got something to tell you. I'm HPD. I've been diagnosed as HPD positive.
We were worried that Pete wouldn't know what day it was because he missed out on hamburger night. If he's missed a few weeks in a row, he doesn't know what month it is now, sure.
Well, that's right. Sure. He got quite ill, and then it took...
Is it Christmas?
Well, to prove that point, Matthew, he messaged me 2 days after my birthday to wish me a happy birthday. Christmas? So he was well off. He's usually
off. Oh, dearie me. I'll have to have a word to him about that.
Yeah. Bloody quarter pound of sundial is not a...
I just have to Uber Eats him some just hamburgers. Exactly. Oh, dear. An outpouring of commiseration from the community. Just thousands turning up at his door.
Put your burgers out.
Put your burgers out.
The front patio.
Patio.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, nice.
Very nice.
Now, how sick do you need to be to not be able to eat a hamburger, though?
I don't know. I guess he was off his food.
Wasn't
eating tomatoes. That was the tomato.
There
was a tomato surplus in the world because he wasn't eating tomatoes even.
Yes.
It's helped him with his weight loss that he's been on, but I really have to point out that my brother listened to the previous episode and he had extra information about the 1 o'clock party start time shenanigans of freaking out because no one was home.
Yep.
And my dad, in fact, called my brother twice to say he didn't know where we were.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, now, do you have the call logs for those? What times?
Yeah, he said it was 12:25. Don't know where your brother is. He hasn't come back. I'll call at 12:45. And my brother said, don't worry about it. Then at 12:45, he called and said, he just bloody turned up, like he was just frothing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then again, 1:02, we arrived.
Your dad always struck me as quite a cash dude when we were growing up.
I think aging comes for us all, Buckland, and I think...
Yeah, so you just
I don't know what we do to stop it.
Yeah, all right.
We talk about real dad time here.
Oh, we do.
You know, it's only going to get worse. Yeah. It's not going to get better. You think we're going to get more relaxed about time?
But we're talking about it in terms of getting to airports. We're talking
it bleeds into everyday life.
Yes, I think if you look at a map of the airport, Buckland, it bleeds out over time to take over everywhere.
Oh, okay. So the further away you live from an airport, the slower it is to hit you.
Yeah. Oh, yes, it's COVID-19 modelling. Oh, there's a train station in Newcastle. It's just appeared there, and then it's just going to be everywhere.
Does it need to be an international airport to have its greatest effect, or does a domestic airport?
Well, for him, domestic, because he's never been overseas.
Okay.
No desire to. So maybe that's the issue. It's all domestic RDT.
Wow, okay. Well, shit, I'm in trouble now because the Newcastle airport is now international, which means that I am now, Stu, you and I are now surrounded by two international airports, so it's coming for us.
It's bleeding
it's
quick.
It's bleeding quick.
I didn't know Norfolk Island counted as international, but that's fine. How, Rich, how's your situation there? Is everything dry? I mean, your hardware. No, I mean, you know what I mean.
We're all good. I think we're fine. As I say, I was more concerned with the table. I think that was going to be the issue from my wife, is the fact that the table is going to get stained from the water all over it. Rather
it's going
than
to have a warpy table.
The laptop.
Yeah.
Well, as I say, it was, it's a nice table, but you don't want big, fat water stains from clumsy old man. <Right. laughs>
Well, Matt.
Oh, good. Thank you. Sorry.
While we're talking feedback, Matt, quite a while ago you said you had dad feedback. I'm slightly worried won't remember what it is.
No.
Okay.
Very, very quickly, this is just a dad thing that came up. In a year 7 class, we were talking about, your relationship with their parents and what it's like and how it changes when you're older. And one of the questions they filled out anonymously was basically, what advice would you give to your parents? Like, what advice... and feedback would you give your parents? And most of it was just like, let us make mistakes and stop putting so much pressure on us. But there were two people said basically the same thing, and I just thought, this is an excellent thing to bring to dad pants. And it was basically this. If this is from the student's perspective, if I ask you how many potatoes you need for dinner and you say 2 or 3, and then I get 2 potatoes out of the cupboard, don't shout at me for not getting 3. So there was two different people with basically the same thing. You ask for something, how many do you need? 2 or 3, 3 or 4, I get you the lower number. You shout at me for getting the wrong amount. And I was like, that's an excellent real-world dad advice.
Do you think that's happened more than once for them to... say that's a piece of advice that's needed?
I'm just I think
once is enough.
Yeah. I think once is enough, but the fact that it was more than one student. It's more than one student. They're the exact same thing.
I didn't raise you to be bad at spud judgment.
It's just basically, if you're going to give me a sort of generalized answer, don't shout at me when I'm not
when
specific.
I give you generalized
advice, right?
Yeah.
Like you can leave spuds out of it. I reckon we would have understood without the example.
Yeah, exactly. Why did you only bring me this much? Well, that was part of it.
Also, who's 2 or 3 spuds feeding?
Yeah.
You need to do better than that.
Just grab the bag.
Let's grab the bag.
Your mash is good tomorrow.
Well, then tell me to grab the bag, Dad. You bloody hell. Stop shouting at me for making a choice.
There's only 2 in the bag.
Right. I think you'd be mandatory reporting if that was the example that the kid gave, grabbing the bag.
I don't think that quite meets the threshold.
Grabbing the bag doesn't.
Oh, sorry. Grabbing the bag. Sorry. I'll find another.
If the feedback had just said, stop telling me to grab the bag, I'd be like, I have to follow that up.
We go. Technology.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I've realised over the last... I spent a bit of time in the car over these last few months, and, you're not supposed to touch your phone, like send text messages or anything along those lines, but the technology in the car allows you... to respond, right? So I've got Android Auto in the car. And what I've realized is that I cannot use voice to text because I pause too much. The technology does not work.
So does the tech go, Does the tech go, well, he's finished speaking, I'll send this?
Exactly. Would you like to send that text?
Does it really?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep. How about it?
Oh, no.
Yeah. So
you need to self-compose.
Correct.
You need a Pausatron extension via Android Auto that recognizes the pausing so that it'll actually
absolutely
not stop recording or ask if it's correct.
Well, you need a good 15 minutes to draft and rehearse your voice to text.
So what I want to tell you guys is that if I receive a text from you and I am driving, like usually I will respond fairly quickly, but now it'll either be 17 text messages in a row because I can't get it all out in one go, or it's just going to be when I stop driving.
I think the text messages will be, yeah, I'm just on my way to... No, I didn't want that.
Yeah.
Stop doing that.
No.
Stop.
No.
I was just pausing.
It was just a pause. I'm finished. What are you doing?
But then I get... So this is something I've been dealing with for the last couple of weeks and only realized where it was coming from when I got this other piece of feedback from when I was presenting a couple of weeks ago. And I'd asked for some feedback, and he said, look, everything was really good, but geez, you pause sometimes. So I'm getting all of this feedback about pausing too much. And so I need to, that's where I'm feeling old in that it's taking me. I mean, I've always paused.
But you've done that for 20 years.
I know. But now I feel like my pauses are actually getting longer.
Oh, yes. Oh. Well, as we know, my dad's the same. His pauses just get longer over time. He used to make fun of people for their long pauses.
Well, Ben, I do you favours often in the edits by snipping it down sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. There's quite a lot of there's a lot of hard drive space that's being taken up by my silence.
I imagine if you listen to these, you go, oh, wow, I'm quite articulate.
I am. I do. Like, I definitely don't sound like
very
that.
Very snappy. Yeah, we're all snappy.
But in your line of work as a trainer,
yep.
Is it not an advantage sometimes? Because
I was going to say, cover primary schools, we're being told to pause.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's actually
like the big focus at the moment.
It's actually part of our school's, their general plan, as we always talk about, is one of the seven tenets of the school is to pause.
Mm. Well, maybe
right.
Uptake time and feedback time. Mm. And allow the thinking time is a thinking massive time. Part of...
That's all you got to respond with, Wigo. Like, although, is it mid-sentence? That's where the pausing problem is. It's not at the end of a point.
And sometimes I haven't started the sentence yet.
Well, that's good. That just gives you your last sentence gravitas, surely.
Pausing before you talk is always a problem.
All you need to do...
Now let me...
All you need to do...
Now let me...
I just glitched.
Yeah.
But just...
See...
All you have, that way to make it work for you is just to not look confused and stunned while you're pausing. If you if you look kind of just, sincere, earnest, then it will look like a deliberate pause. So just train your face.
All right.
Yeah.
Good advice.
Also, just tell them, like, pausing engages people who aren't listening because all of a sudden there's silence.
The silence, they go, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, huh?
Yeah.
That happens in class.
It's part of your pedagogical philosophy on encouraging people to take up every single word you're saying.
This is gold, people.
Well, that'll be on the feedback after on the training session. It'll be, well, it was good, but he engaged us to all get out by pausing
That's
every...
Right. I've never been so engaged.
I remember the
engaged.
Pauses. I don't remember what he said.
I was just counting the pauses.
Right. So we need dad-friendly car tech is what I'm hearing.
Absolutely. Yes.
We are getting old. Yes. I think we opened with, how do you, how old do you feel? Right now, fucking old.
Well, it should be able to detect tone of voice. So take any frustration out. Mm. Pauses, we don't need them. Give dads a chance to think. Damn it.
Yeah, like that's the way I talk. So I want my car to know that and just understand that there is there is going to be some content that needs to get transposed. So just wait for it.
Yeah, wait for it.
I'll tell you when I'm done.
That's a very dad phrase.
Okay.
Are you finished?
Yes.
Keep going. Keep going.
Hold, please.
All right. We've got a few more things to talk about here. This is coming up. So this is Sizzle, right?
Ooh.
We've got Matt's Health Corner. And Ben also suggested two other things apart from car technology, which was Teenage Logic and What's That Smell? I suspect What's That Smell was just a bit of silliness you put in there. Is that right? Or is that an actual segment?
No, that's an actual segment.
Fantastic. We might end with What's That Smell?
Is it age-related?
Every week.
Can it be an ongoing segment?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we'll talk about that once we actually get to the segment.
Well, the third time I've referenced our previous podcast, but we had a segment on there called Footballers' Haircuts, which was great in an audio medium. I suspect What's That Smell will be equally effective. But anyway, before that, can I just ask you a quick question, fellas?
Yep.
Leather gloves are good, aren't they? Hey?
Leather gloves?
Yeah, leather gloves.
Gardening gloves or...
Murdering gloves?
Gardening gloves or driving gloves?
Yeah,
or
like which?
Gardening gloves, just work gloves, leather gloves. They're pretty good, aren't they?
The way said leather gloves then was just like, you are into leather gloves, Buckley.
I'm into leather gloves. There's no two.
Is this another content podcast you're going for here, Buckley? Is it you?
Glove love?
Are you in the pay a big glove?
Glove love with Buckley.
I just want to hear or, like, potentially interesting stories you have about leather gloves that you've used leather gloves. Just tell me about leather gloves, man. Just tell me about times you've had good times with leather gloves. Come on,
and if you want to rub your leather gloves all over the speaker every now and then, that's cool too. Like, you know, I'm just going to turn my camera off for a minute, and whatever happens, it's fine. Yeah, it's not a problem.
Yeah. Look,
wow. Talk about non-secateurs. Jesus Christ.
I just want...
I use my non-secateurs when I use my leather gloves.
There we go. There we go. So, come on, you must have some stories about using leather gloves, good times.
I want to know, where did this come from, Stu? Where are you using leather gloves?
Absolutely.
That you've found such a love for them?
Well, the reason I'm asking is because I feel like I need some leather gloves in my life. And I've gone without leather gloves for too long, and I just want to hear good stuff about leather gloves.
I feel like leather gloves, having not worn them, I think I've maybe worn a pair of leather gloves once, right? Mm. And found that they were bulky, and if you want to use any technology without your voice, then you have to take your glove off.
Mm.
So... I would use them in the garden, maybe.
Right.
I don't think I would use them driving.
Oh. I have something for you, Buckland.
Yeah, good.
Who'd have thought? When you started talking, I thought, what the hell is this? But I remember borrowing a friend's car, and they had a pair of leather gloves, like in their car, almost like driving gloves.
Right.
So you better believe I put them on and drove them around. Now, is that crossing some kind of line?
Absolutely it is.
Oh, it depends if they were still moist inside, I suppose.
They weren't fingerless. They were actual, like, you know, good quality leather gloves. And
all right.
Yeah. I never really considered whether I should.
Let me ask you another question then. If you were...
Like Jurassic Park.
If you were considering buying leather gloves...
God, you did it. Sorry.
If you were considering buying some leather gloves, you'd buy them from America, right?
I don't know what's going on,
Buckley. Yeah,
I'm very confused.
You buy them from America because there are great companies in America selling leather gloves, right?
What the hell is this?
Is this corporate Buckley's? Corporate Buckley's?
What kind of gloves and what company makes the best gloves, though? Have you researched this?
Hey, that's a question out of the blue. Thank you for that. There's a company called Bare Knuckles who make fantastic leather gloves. They're good. This is good dad areas, right? They're fantastic leather gloves for outside work.
They
have a new...
So if you're chopping up a tree. Getting stuck in the garden.
Doing some David Foster gear, you know, getting right into it.
Stu, I've currently got an overgrown hedge in my yard. Would these gloves be good to do that work?
Would you tackle it without leather gloves?
Well, I don't think I would.
You know, the last time I did that buckling, my hands got all cut up and scratched.
More fool you.
I wonder if I should put something on my hands to stop this.
Well, I'll tell you what would have helped. Bare Knuckles new patented double wedge pre-curved premium leather work gloves. So
they sound perfect.
They are crafted to naturally fit the curves of your hands. Did you ever think you'd hear about a glove that did that?
Looking at my hands now, thinking of how curved they are.
Yeah. They're
lots of curves going on.
Naturally curved.
Yeah.
They're engineered for superior comfort, guys. You would expect that, I'm sure. I don't need to tell you.
One of my favourite Reddit subs, actually, Kirby Hands, the gloves that fit them. I'd highly recommend checking it out. I'm sure this product might even be there.
Sorry, what was the name of the product again? I've got to write it down.
It's double-wedged, pre-curved, premium leather work gloves from Bare Knuckles.
Can you tell me more about the double wedge?
Possibly.
Can I ask?
Ellis has the same question. He has the same question, I bet.
Is it B-A-R-E or B-E-A-R?
I knew you were going to ask the same question.
B-E-A-R in a delightful dad pun. Yes.
Beautiful.
But did you know you can reduce hand fatigue and increase productivity?
We all struggle with hand fatigue.
Absolutely.
Well, especially on this podcast.
I feel like I probably wouldn't have spilled my water everywhere if I was wearing a pair of good, curvy leather gloves. That was probably the thing that I was missing out on.
I just love this product so much. I'm going to put some more detail in the show notes about it. There's a website to go to if you want to check it out. And you know what? There's a little promo code you can use if you want to buy some. And you can tell them your dad pants friend sent you. The code is DP time, which I could have thought out. I could have.
And the payoff is worth it. It was.
I could have thought that out a little bit more, but 15% off if you use DP time in the Bare Knuckles shop.
Oh no, I made a mistake. I put the code in instead of the website. And now I don't know what's come up.
Don't Google DP time. Stop it. It's a rookie dad mistake to make. Oh. I'm using a school computer. Oh no.
All I'll say is don't try and dad without some bare knuckle gloves. That's all I'm going to say to you. Okay. Now let's have another break.
Thank you. I need it. Well, that's clearly the best ad that's ever been made.
That's amazing. I literally need a new pair of gardening gloves, and I'm in there.
They're from.
It's exactly what I need. I'm not even joking. Like, I was literally going to buy some for Bunnings. But fuck that.
Disclaimer time, ladies and gentlemen. Turns out, bare knuckle gloves don't deliver to Australia. I wish I'd known that before we did the ad. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I checked out a few others. They were delivering to Australia, and I think I went ahead and assumed that bare knuckle would as well. But, so it's only US and Canada. We know a few people over there, so... need any gloves over there? Be good. Check out the show notes. Have a look. 15% off. But for people in Australia, please don't order any. Or you won't be able to, actually, because you won't be able to put Australia in as a country. So, God damn it. The problem is, like, everything on this website is from America, though. So there are no Australian clients on here yet. So right. You're going to have to deal with Donald's tariffs, I suppose, if you...
Oh, not coming out. It's only going in.
Yeah.
Who were?
I'm the DP.
All right, I'm getting a drink of water. I'll be right back.
Oh, fuck. Don't spill it.
Oh, God.
We're back. Matt's Health Corner. What's Matt's Health Corner?
Well, it links to what we started talking about at the start of the episode.
Oh, poo.
Poo, yeah. It is a reminder for all of us at this age to get your National Bowel Cancer Screening Program. Most of us would have been sent, I'm sure, a text from the National Bowel Cancer Screening Program mm-hmm. saying it's free.
Yep.
They send you a pack. And then you have to do your business, I think twice in the space of 3 days, do a little science experiment with it, and then ship it off. And then they send your results back to you.
Yes. Now,
I've still got mine sitting next to my toilet. It's been there for a few months.
Mine too, Ellis.
Very, very slack.
I've done mine, but mine did sit around for a while.
Yes, mine was there a while, I think in the... school holidays, I thought, I better just do this.
Yeah. Well, I came back all clear. No problems. Mm-hmm. Yep. I assume you did too with your liter of water.
Yes, yes.
But I do have a problem with the size of the tubes and the dipstick that they give you to push poo into the tubes with.
Yes.
It was difficult. I mean, you want people to test... But yep. You're also like, you know, they're going to have to be a heart surgeon to get this poo into the tube without, you know, issues.
Smearing it everywhere.
So there's more poo on the outside of the tube than there is on the inside of the tube. Is that what you're saying?
It is a process. I'm with you, Buckland. The aforementioned dipsticks are too small because you have to get quite close to do the business. Let me just point out to you, close enough to feel the heat, shall we say.
You do? Yeah.
Yeah, because you have to put a paper sort of flushable sort of mat on your toilet in the bowl, so you poo onto that.
But is it a cost thing? Like, why not make the tube and the dipstick a little bigger? Is it just too much cost in posting it back and forth to make it any heavier or bigger?
I was surprised. I was like, okay. The first time I did it, I was like, there's been accidents, surely, with this thing this small slipping out of your fingers. And
did I ever take what you wanted to talk about? Is this what you brought us Matt's Health Corner for?
Yeah, I thought it was an important thing. two of us have had it sitting around for a few months.
Right.
Just get to it. It is free. It used to be for over 50s, but now they just do it for over 45s. It does send you a message which just basically says whether there was blood in your stool or not.
Yeah.
And then goes and says, this does not mean that you do not have or can never have bowel cancer. So please complete the test every 2 years.
Yeah. I did expect a little additional note in my results that just said, buddy, ease up on the coffee. Jesus Christ. But I didn't get that.
I think I'm just waiting for a really good pair of leather gloves before I do the test.
Hey, you need them, and they need to be curved to your fingers because you are going to get splashed back if they're not.
And grippage. They need to have good grippage.
Okay.
Check the show notes.
So what advice would you give those that have not yet done? What preparation would you have done prior?
What would you have done differently?
Have you seen when heart surgeons do, like, practice, do origami with chopsticks and stuff to just practice their precision?
Yes.
That's probably something you should do. Make a little paper swan with chopsticks just to get your accuracy right.
Okay.
Yeah, just to get your tactileness. You've got to, you know, Ellis, I saw you spill a glass of water. I'm a little concerned that you might struggle. But yes, I think it's just about just doing it. Like, you just have to do it. If you've got it, it's good for your health. It's not... I was going to say, it's not pleasant, but who thought it was going to be pleasant, I guess, is the question.
Well, it's more pleasant than the alternative, possibly, if you don't.
That's right. Absolutely right. Yeah. But the reason I brought it up is because I suspected you were just similar to me in that it did sit next to the toilet for a number of months, and it is very easy to do. You do, my favourite thing, is the first sample, as suggested, you put it in its packaging and then in a Ziploc bag, and then you put it in the fridge.
Yes.
And so that's fun to be like your kids say, what's this? And you're like, never mind, that's just my poop. Just putting my poo in the fridge.
Well, we're no stranger to this in our house because the youngest son has Crohn's, and there's been many a poo sample around here. And I think that's kind of... I think that's kind of why it threw me off a little bit, because he gets jars.
Yeah.
Why can't we get jars?
I thought that's what it would be, some kind of scooping thing. I'm sure I've done something similar in the past. I'm
checking my oil instead. Like, it's just... Anyway.
Yes. That's a good call out, Matthew.
It's the oil of a matchbox car, though. That's the problem. You know what? Do Operation. Play Operation.
Yes,
first.
There you go. That's a good
play
one.
Play Operation.
Yeah.
That'll get you into the...
Yeah. And then play Test Match afterwards. pretty fun as well.
Just because.
Can't argue with that advice.
All right.
So that's just my health corner. It's just, if you've got it, if you've ordered it, just, you've got to go ahead and do it.
Well, maybe we'll just get updates. We'll ask every month whether the guys have done their bowel updates, much in the same way I'm about to ask Wigo how his mum reacted when he told her about Casablanca.
Still to tell her.
Haven't spoken to her in a while.
Are you doing this deliberately?
She was away in WA for 3 weeks.
So you have to tell her in person.
You have to tell her in person.
Sure, she rang you for your birthday.
She did. I actually saw her last night. Didn't tell her.
You saw her last night. I'm going to ring her. I'll just ring her and just
please
leave an answering. This, hopefully it goes to answering and then just hang up.
This saga needs to end. All right. Teenage logic as opposed to telling your mum something logic. Ben.
All right. So at the end of every school term, there is a conversation that happens in our house, and I'm sure it may very well happen in your houses as well. At the end of every school term, the two last days of the term, there is a constant conversation from the teenagers around, why should I need to go to school? Mm. Nothing's happening at school. Mm. No one else is at school, so why do I need to be there? So I just wanted to discuss that teenage logic of no one else is going, we're not going to learn anything, why do I need to go to school? And do you guys get the same, is the same conversation happening in your homes?
Well, I think we need to kind of take a step back and look at ourselves. I think Stuart and I, ironically, nearly got suspended for spending some time playing euchre on the basketball court rather than attending our last maths lesson for the year, which was, I think, period 8 on a Thursday afternoon. And we got sent to the head and very nearly, as I say, ironically, got suspended for skipping a class. So I don't think it's a new thing by any stretch.
Also, you know, like, can you imagine having to tell people if we got suspended and they go, what happened? What'd you do? Did you punch someone? Did you steal something? Did you... What? We played a game of euchre.
Yeah.
Playing euchre on the basketball court.
I got busted doing the same thing in the library. So they must have been like, why is everyone playing old man games instead of attending
maths?
We were
dads before our time.
That's right. It's so weird.
We've all played 500 with each other since we were teenagers. Yep.
It is weird, though, that the school was going to take it to that point. We need to stamp this out, otherwise people will be playing euchre and 500.
Not that I would have said it at the time, but it was like, half the school's missing. Do you think they're all sick?
Yeah.
Come on. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I always have students ask. My kids, I just tell them to go. They have to go.
Yep.
I have to go. They have to go. But
it'd be great if that was the same for every job. Last day of term.
Yeah. Every you know, students will say, like, do I have to come on the last day? Of the year, I always say, probably not. Maybe don't. But I just go, are we learning anything? And we're always learning. But it would be nice if less people came.
It used to be a thing, and then we'd have the argument of, what, you need one extra day of sitting on your ass doing playing games? I don't think you need one extra day when you're going to be doing that for a lot of the next 2 weeks. But both the kids at the moment quite like going to school. So it hasn't been an issue this year. Particularly Owen, the oldest one, got a girlfriend. They're in each other's pockets the majority of the time. So if he has a day off, that's just being apart from his girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, you've got to do that.
Yeah. And Dylan's just, like, realized that school's not that bad and enjoying being with his friends and being in class and stuff. But he's in year eight, and I think year eight was my favorite year of high school. So
yeah, we did very little. It's always in the back of my mind as a teacher when other teachers are complaining about students' behavior or parent-teacher interview where they're like, I don't understand my kids, just, you know, that every teacher I've spoken to, they're like talking about how they're always distracted and they're not focused on their work. And I just think, I don't remember ever being focused in year eight, ever.
All I remember is laughing my ass off all year. And everything was funny. So, yeah, if that's what's making him go, then great.
Yeah. Yep, I cried a lot in class from laughter or suppressing laughter so I didn't get in trouble. That was most of year eight.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you want to go to school and do that?
That's right.
I mean, there's a lot of laughter. There's not a lot of logic.
No.
We, in year eight, Matt, do you remember? We were shooting spitballs around the class.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
But rather intelligently, just kept spitting them up onto the ceiling above our table.
Above our table, yeah.
So it didn't take a lot of detective work.
Well, this is my level of year eight intelligence was once you started spitting them onto the roof above us, I stopped doing it. I was like, I'm not doing that. That's gonna be a bad choice.
Mm-hmm.
And then later being like, did you do this? And me saying, no. Nope.
Oh, Mr. Smarty Pants worked it out, did he?
They didn't say, what about over there and over there and over there? They were like, these ones here. No, are different.
Is it still generally accepted that year eight is the worst year in high schools, Matt? Or is that shifted somewhat? That's
a good question. I think, it sort of switches between year eight and nine.
Year eight and nine,
I'm in a weird high school where it's just brand new. So there is only year seven and eight so far. So they would be the worst year in the high school.
It's a different
dynamic. But it is very different. Yeah, very different dynamic. So.
Well, that's going to be really strange. Like when that being the eldest...
Oh, yeah, they're weird.
...year through the whole course of their high school life.
Who's beating them up? You? I hope you are.
Yeah. I hope so. But that's...
Who's charging down the hallways?
Imagine a school where no one gets beat up because the people above you haven't been beat up and say, well, that's what happened to us. Like, that's the goal, right? Who's knocking pies out of their hands, you know?
Who's booting their apples across the quad?
So these are the things I've talked to them about. Like, hey, guess what? When you're at a normal school, you treat people poorly because that's how you were treated. You don't have that option. So how about you just be nice to them and then they'll continue to be nice and you won't have to boot people's apples onto the roof. You won't take their shoes off and throw it over the roof there and see what's happening.
You'll be remembered as nice pioneers.
Yeah. That's how it works.
So what logic is being used, Wigo, in your arguments? Is it a united front or do they come at you separately?
So it's usually it's Louis and Harvey, and they are the logic is that it's the last day of school. No one else is going to be there. We're not going to learn anything.
What's your logic?
Well, going back to Buckland's earlier year eight point, there were plenty of days where we didn't learn anything.
Oh, yeah.
Willingly.
Yeah.
That's not a good argument.
No.
But so our argument is we're paying for you to go to this school.
There we go. That's a compelling argument.
Private school.
Value for money, Dad. That's the dad argument. It's value for money.
Exactly.
I'm going to squeeze every last dollar out of them.
Well, also...
going on here on this free babysitting service.
Like the facilities that they've got there.
Yeah.
Like Carbs could literally go and sit in the music room
all day
and just hit drums and play guitar and actually enjoy that rather than sitting on his ass in his bedroom. Strangely enough, as it turned out, we will always make them go. Probably last day of school, maybe not. But he went and there was like quite a large amount of his mates. You know, so they try to do the, you tell your parents that I'm not going, you tell your parents I'm not going, and then we'll all just not go. But all of these parents have cottoned on, which is great. They're sending their kids.
Surely it's much easier just to all go because you're going to be in the same place at once and just, you know, be a pest.
Yeah.
Right, Matt?
Yeah, he just pest it up. That's the whole point. Go and annoy. I remember the last day of the year last year, I was so annoyed with the Year 7s for coming because they were just annoying. I was like, all right, we're going to watch a movie in this room, or in this room we're going to do quiet colouring in and relaxation and play music. And they were like, cool. And then they just went in there and just were loud and crazy. And I was just like, that's all I wanted was nothing.
Yeah.
just everyone's hanging on.
All right. Well, there you go. What about, let's wrap it up with What's That Smell? A quick round of What's That Smell?
Please.
Just before we do, can I just get a lawn update from everyone? This is, I want to, just a public service announcement, I suppose, as much as anything.
Yep.
It is, you should have done all of your lawn maintenance now for the summer. I'm hoping. I have fertilised, wetted and top-dressed mine, and then had my parents turn up and drive all over it over the last month. So thanks very much for that, Kath and Murray. I've got lots of seed going on there as well, which has all been completely destroyed. So it's all good. But it's, hoping everyone else has got themselves a good sturdy pair of gloves before you go out there
Please make sure
you aerate. It's not too late to get out there aerate.
Not too late and to aerate. Dress.
Not too late to aerate.
Never too late to aerate.
Well, what I've done, I went and bought some weed and feed, but much like bow kit style, it's just been sitting there and I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
I could bite the two.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of weed and feed, if we can just touch on What's That Smell. My wife and I walked into my son's bedroom the other night.
Oh, okay.
And we both looked at each other and said, "What's that smell?" Knowing exactly what that smell was.
Yeah, I was going to say, rhetorical question.
How do you know what that smell is, Wiggins?
And so what I wanted to ask you guys, have you had that experience? Hopefully not you, Ellis.
Tilly just turned 10, didn't she?
George is doing it on the Sunday mornings. He's going to.
And it was one day, one day only.
Yeah.
And it's been on my mind ever since. But it was, Lindsay and I just looked at each other and rhetorically said, "What's that smell?" And we got some other people in as well the day after.
To breathe deeply.
Just to confirm.
Yeah.
Experts in the field, one might say. And, so I suppose my question is, what now? What would I?
Well, what's your stance, Wiggins? What's your approach to this in general? Because I've got all this to look forward to, and I know that we've kind of discussed the fact that kids are a little bit less, shall we say, rebellious or active or whatever you want to, however you want to describe it.
I'm right here, you know.
In some instances. In some instances. So how would, like, what's your approach? Like, you know, would you say you're more, less, or similarly liberal or strict as your own parents? Like, I'd like to think that I'd probably be more liberal, but my parents were pretty strict. So, yeah, like, in regards to any kind of substance use.
Well, I think it would be very difficult for me to be more liberal than my mum.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm kind of thinking. Yeah. So even if this was the case, are you going to stand down, or is this a conversation?
I think it's just a conversation. But because I think it'll be it'll probably be the next time, because it will be more of a, okay, hang on. Now this is now becoming a little bit more of a consistent theme. I think two is a consistent theme.
Was the activity in the room or residual?
It was residual.
Yeah. Because in the room, in the house.
Yeah, look, it was,
especially when, like, younger kids are around.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was just sort of like, hang on, what? You know, Lindsay and I needed to get our bearings. It was sort of like, what's going on? It was a bit of a shock. I think it'll just be a conversation next time. Just what's going on.
Yeah.
What is...
I might reserve on this topic.
It's a bit deeper than I thought it was going to be.
It's longer.
It's a longer conversation, but also probably.
I thought it might be an old sandwich or something, but no.
Is that blood and bone or real gear? No. I there's a story I could tell, but I don't know if I should, so I might consider that for another time.
Yeah, I have no stories to tell. I would imagine my youngest is going to be the first one to bring that smell into the house rather than my oldest.
Yeah, okay.
What, surely mixed in with some Earl Grey?
Yeah, probably. For aches and pains.
Warding off the glaucoma.
Where does it stand at the moment, though?
The glaucoma?
Your situation.
So it was at the moment, it's not a conversation.
Static. Mm.
So right. It's been a...
It's just more letting him know that you know.
That's where I want to get to. We haven't had that.
But surely the what's that
spell? Well, Lyndon and I just...
Why don't you just have the conversation? Why wait for the next time? Just have the conversation.
Well, we should have. I understand that now.
No, you still can. Why not just have it? Yeah. You're like, we've been thinking about how to address it.
We were in your room the other day and we noticed the smell.
Yeah. We were in the room and our nostrils worked, son.
And we've been talking about how to have this conversation. That's how you start it. Like, That way he's not like immediately, how much trouble am I in?
Yeah.
He's just like, oh. Yeah.
I think that's the thing, right? Like, I don't want to go into this conversation with a wall up straight away.
I mean, I've got some photos from the past if you want to like show them.
Yes.
Indeed. I've talked a lot about my difficulties with hypocrisy in parents.
I was going to say, I walked into the room and I smelled hypocrisy.
Yes, that's right. And I don't know how to temper my hypocrisy, so I still feel like a parent, but also not my past self coming to look despairingly at me and what I've become.
Do you have to pretend you're two different beings? You're young Ben and dad Ben, I guess. All right, well, how about listeners? How does Ben start that conversation? You can wait a month. We know you can wait a month to talk to people, Ben. You can wait many months
to
sometimes.
Pass on important information.
So, what is Ben need to say in this conversation? What's his approach?
I've just gone on ChatGPT and looked up the best way to approach this, and it says a very high quality pair of gardening gloves.
Oh, all right.
Where could I get those?
Any country in particular they'd be from?
I think in America.
Right. Well, they make the best leather gloves. What about the Old West?
Yeah, that's screaming leather gloves.
They sure do. Yep.
All right, bare knuckles.
Bare knuckles, maybe.
Would you buy? You don't even buy gloves from a company that had a bit of a pun.
I would too, and I wouldn't. I wouldn't buy just one for myself. I'd buy it for my whole family.
Oh yeah.
Well, buying one glove's a bit weird too.
But, that's true.
Strange that they sell them as ones.
Just go to the show notes. There'll be plenty there to read.
I got to say, the bodacious D357s are just looking phenomenal. Like, they're bright. They're just what you need to... If you want to have a conversation with your kids or whether you need to do a poop test, they're just set up for every situation.
They're there for you.
Over 100 reviews. They're all 100, over 100 reviews. 5 stars for all of them.
Don't forget the promo code DPTIME. They get you 15% off.
DPTIME.
Again, disclaimer. They don't send these to Australia. I'm sorry. I didn't realize before we did the ad. If you're in the US or Canada, you can order these, but not Australia. God damn it.
As we've always said, it's DP time. Maybe we should open the show with that. Every week from every time.
DP time.
All right, give me an enthusiastic. It's DP time. 3, 2, 1.
It's DP time.
All right. Great. Thanks very much.
Bye.
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 All right.
This is an Angry Chimp podcast.